Off the coast of South Korea's Jeju Island, an aging group of women known as Hinayo have long defied the limits of human endurance. Diving deep without oxygen tanks, even while pregnant, these women harvest seafood from the seafloor in a centuries-old practice that's become a testament to natural selection and survival. Now, scientists say the Hinayo may hold the key to unlocking new understandings of human biology and possibly future treatments for blood pressure disorders. A study published this month in Cell Reports has identified genetic variants in Jeju's diving women that help them withstand the cold and physiological stress of deep, repeated free dives. The researchers, led by geneticist Melissa Ilardo of the University of Utah, compared the genomes and cardiovascular responses of Hinayo, local non-diving women, and women from mainland Korea. The team found Jeju women were more than 4 times more likely to carry a gene associated with reduced blood pressure spikes, an adaptation that may have evolved as protection during pregnancy. They dive throughout winter, sometimes in snow, and until the 1980s they did this in cotton clothes with no protection, Ilardo said. The women's heart rates also dropped significantly during cold water tests, more so than those of non-divers, indicating that years of practice have trained their bodies to conserve oxygen efficiently. Ilardo previously documented similar adaptations in Indonesia's Bayau divers, who evolved unusually large spleens. While Jeju divers also had larger spleens, the size difference wasn't statistically significant when age and other factors were considered. Ben Trumbull, an evolutionary scientist at Arizona State University not involved in the research, said the genetic variant found in Jeju women could offer drug developers a new target. That gene reduced blood pressure by over 10%. That's remarkable, he said. The Hinayo culture, once central to Jeju life, is now fading. The average diver is around 70 years old, and few young women are taking up the practice. Researchers worry this may be the last generation of Hinayo. Despite that, the study's implications may ripple far beyond Jeju's shores. There's something biologically different about them, Ilardo said. What they do is unique and worth celebrating.